Families USA is a Washington, D.C.-based group that pushes for health care for all Americans. Ron Pollock is the executive director. He says his data shows that in 2006, 22,000 people in this country died because they didn't have health insurance. Pollock says Wisconsin fares a bit better than average because the state has a lower rate of the uninsured. Still, he says each year about 250 people between the ages of 25 and 64 die too soon.
And so Wisconsin is not at the high end of this, but it still is nothing to brag about that five people a week, almost five people a week, died due to a lack of health coverage.
Families USA contends people without insurance don't get preventative care for conditions like heart disease or diabetes. Barbara Horner-Eiler is a doctor at a free clinic in Milwaukee. She's seen a 48-year-old patient die from advanced colon cancer, and she's now treating a 64-year-old man who has lived 10 years with a cancerous tumor in his ear.
He was trying to make it to 65 years old when everyone has universal health care in this country. He finally decided that he had to come in, and the thing that brought him in was that his grandchildren were afraid of him. This cancer had already eaten away a part of his scalp, had eaten away his ear.
The report estimates there are 318,000 people in Wisconsin without health insurance. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.